A recent New York Times report cited by Indiana Economic Development Corporation CEO Dan Hasler during Tuesday's announcement showed Indiana offering the lowest economic and tax incentives to incoming businesses compared to neighboring states. Hasler says Indiana wants to focus more on improving its overall business climate.
Part of the strategy about making sure that in the last 8 years, our environment has improved is because it's not just interesting for companies coming in, it's also interesting for the companies that are already here.
Governor Mitch Daniels says keeping incentives low has been a priority of his administration.
When we arrived, as best the records show, Indiana was committing $36,000 per job. That just seemed like too much, and now it's $9,000.
The nine companies pledging jobs Tuesday include a customer service firm, telecommunications companies, and food operations that will locate in cities such as Fort Wayne, Bluffton, Franklin, Marion, and Indianapolis. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.